Sweeney says Wisconsin is on his itinerary this year because of its long tradition of labor activism and the loss of thousands of unionized manufacturing jobs over the past decade. His visit is also part of a $40 million voter drive targeting governor's races in 21 states. The National Union president says that money will be spent on voter education efforts focusing on health care and the erosion of workers' pensions.
We feel that our nation is at a tipping point. People are working harder, making less. A good middle-class life is increasingly out of reach, and nowhere is that more obvious than in the Midwest, and so that's why I'm focusing on the Midwest.
Sweeney says the voter drive will mobilize union members to carry out door-to-door campaigns to educate their neighbors and fellow workers about job security issues and encourage them to challenge candidates running for office to commit to addressing those issues.
Questioning incumbents about where they have stood on these issues, and also challenging candidates up for election for the first time about where they're going to stand, and to hold them accountable and to tell them you're going to hold them accountable.
Sweeney says union members will also be raising the ongoing war in Iraq as a campaign issue with candidates. He says the AFL-CIO hasn't officially called for a troop withdrawal, but recent polls of union workers show an increasing number say they would like to see a clear plan for ending the war. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.